If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you. So listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
Americans don't understand the border crisis. So I guess it's because we're too dumb.
Clearly.
This is cut four, Phil, go.
We can both secure the border and provide legal pathways to citizens. We have to acknowledge that the patience and goodwill of the American people are being tested by the fears of the border. They don't understand a lot of it.
We don't understand people coming into our country illegally.
Oh, nobody understands that. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, I've traveled all over the world to all these countries. I just got a new passport,
yeah,
so I can travel again if I go somewhere else and show ID. And guess what? If I don't have a passport, as Joe Biden was, and guess what? If I don't have a passport and I go to another country, or if I go on vacation to another country like Curacao on a cruise ship and I get off the ship but have to stay because I was hospitalized with a heart attack, I have to go get a visa to stay in the country because I'm not a citizen. Even though I was on a cruise ship, right, Robin?
Mm-hmm.
Robin had to go to the consulate.
I did.
So that we could stay while I was in the hospital for a few days. But I didn't go walk. I can't walk into Curacao. First of all, it's in the middle of the Caribbean.
Yes.
But if I could, I couldn't stay there and hide out.
Yeah.
No.
They would come looking for me and they would put me in jail. Even though it's a Dutch country and the Dutch are supposedly socialists, right? Yeah. Right.
Is Curacao over by Aruba?
Yes.
Yes, yeah. It's right before, between Aruba and Curacao. It's where a lot of baseball players. I mean, they play baseball on dirt over there, and these guys are amazing athletes.
It's called the ABC Islands there. Aruba, Bonaire, and Curacao.
Nice.
Yes.
Had my honeymoon in Aruba. It's a lovely, lovely place.
Did you go to Jamaica? Down to Kokomo? We'll get there fast, and then we'll take it slow. Not today, though, but what's the temperature now? It's at 9
Uh-oh.
O'clock,
yeah.
And we want to keep everybody safe out there. If you're getting ready to go to the ballpark, what is it?
79.
Oh, 79. This is not going to be good.
By the way, Jimmy Matthews.
I want to know, when will there be an emergency alert from City Hall? Will the sirens be sounding so that we can then tell people, for your own good, go into the malls that are now all closed.
Yep.
remember when people go to the malls in the summertime? The old people go into a mall because it's air conditioned. Are there any malls still open in the Philadelphia area?
When I was pregnant with my son, he was born in July, and there was a huge heat wave in California, and we did not have air conditioning in our apartment. And I would go and do go to the AMC theater and do like double features just to cool off.
Sounds like a plan, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, just go in.
By the way, Don, Jimmy Matthews on YouTube wants to know what the field temperature is going to be at 105 today.
For the Phils?
For the Phillies.
Well, it's not the AstroTurf at the vet anymore. Yeah. That AstroTurf at the vet was the worst ever. It was it was basically a bad rug over concrete.
Yep.
And that thing would get into over 100 degrees. That's when the temperature was only 78. It would be 100 degrees on the field.
A lot of bad things about the vet. It allegedly gave a bunch of players brain cancer.
I still have my goodbye vet poster on my wall here in Southwest Florida.
Yeah.
I remember when they were building the vet. That's how old I am. I used to walk down Broad Street when they started building those palaces in the late 60s, 70s. It opened in 71. And that was the quintessential multi-purpose facility. Remember that?
Yeah.
All over the country.
Sure.
And they're all gone now, I think.
Yeah. All right, 908, Tony, you have a big three?
Yes.
Let's do it.
It's the big three at nine on Kale and Company.
We are sponsored by Discover Lancaster. So I'll begin with counseling is advised to cut the fat. Yes, that's the latest word from a U.S. task force on childhood obesity. Researchers now say kids need intensive counseling. So this is a panel that is supposed to be, you know, giving us some answers on childhood obesity. At least 20% of children and teens in America are obese and morbidly obese. So that's not even that. Then, you know, you have the husky rates, the chubby rates, but this is morbidly obese. And now a panel of these national health experts husky recommend.
Is this fat shaming? Yeah, are you fat shaming?
I always say husky. We always said like husky.
Zaftig. Zaftig is the best thing to say to women.
What?
Because Zaftig is not bad, right, Robin?
Actually, no. If somebody were to call me Zaftig, I would be okay with that.
I don't even know what that is.
Zaftig. Oh, it means it's like it's voluptuous. Oh. It's like a
full body.
Extra. Yes, full. It's Zaftig.
Zaftig. Oh.
Doesn't that sound nice? I'm fine with being Zaftig.
Baby, you exotic. Look Zaftig today, baby.
Yeah. You're a Zaftig woman, you. We love Miss Robin. So we have U.S. Preventative Services Task Force members posting their final recommendations, newly posted, for children and adolescents age 6 and older with high body mass index, BMI.
BMI, baby.
BMI, baby. So 20% morbidly obese, which is sad. And
it
so,
is very sad.
You know, they're making all these recommendations, but they are saying intense counseling. That's what they need.
What they need is a belt for around their mouth so they stop eating.
Yeah. Exactly. Aww. What they need is to have their mouth sewed shut.
Exactly.
Stop.
Good God. Portion control, people.
Remember, we cut all the gym class in schools. That was one of the things that got cut.
Yep.
Start every school day with gym class, exercise.
They've cut. Yep. They cut gym classes.
No, I know.
Now kids are in front of devices when they get home rather than being outside and playing. And it's not safe to play outside anymore as well. And the food has all these GMO additives.
Thank you.
It's the perfect storm. And our children are the ones that are suffering the most because they, like, at least our age group, we still had less GMOs to deal with. But you look at pictures like at the beach of 1960s and 70s, everybody's skinny.
Yeah.
There's not one single Zaftig woman there at all. And now you look at that and it's totally different.
It's so
I'm telling you, Zaftig is an underused word, and I think we should bring it back into the vernacular because, you know, fat shaming, calling somebody fat, you know, calling Chris Christie fat may be accurate. Calling J.B. Pritzker obese is accurate. No, I'm going to call them fat bastards anyway. I mean, that's what they are. I mean, these guys are millionaires. You would think that they'd have somebody in their families who would tell them, hey, dude. Especially J.B. Pritzker is a billionaire.
Yes. People are talking, I mean, here on the chat saying, well, they need more exercise. Yes, they need more exercise. But if you look at, like, my mother is now in her 80s. They never exercised. They didn't go to exercise classes. They did nothing. They didn't go out and walk every day, yet they were still skinny. How has that changed? There's only one thing that explains it, and that is our food. Our food is now different.
And it's even more expensive than ever.
Yes. Well, you know, I will point you to one certain very famous American coach and the Ring doorbell camera that caught him sneaking out of a 20-something-year-old's home, but on one of those doorbell videos.
Right. Do we have the video?
I don't know. Is
Phil has the video right there. Oh,
you
boy.
You can judge. Is he Zaftig?
Oh, boy. Look at him shirtless. Bill Belichick shirtless. Coming.
You talk about great scouting. You talk about college scouts.
Wow.
I mean, does he need a college scout to hook up with a 24-year-old former dancer or former cheerleader?
But I don't think that a man can be Zaftig. I think that's really a female description.
I don't think he's Zaftig.
How old is he, Don?
Yeah, he's in his 72.
72.
Yeah. He's my age. We are the exact same 72. Age, but I'm not banging 24-year-olds right now. And in fact, if they go, they would come over and ask, I'm sure Miss Robin would oblige.
Do we have to, Don Stenson, journalist, do we have to say allegedly? Do we know that this is for sure?
No, I think this is his
girlfriend. No, it's confirmed.
Okay. It's confirmed. Okay, good.
Yeah. That's an older video, though.
It is an older video. Here's a rule, though, I think that all men should adhere by.
Yeah.
A man should not date any woman. Or a woman, for that matter, should not date anybody younger than their child. Like, if you have a child that is in their 30s, you should not be able to date anybody younger than your kid. Yeah.
Who made those
wrong.
Rules?
I am saying
who
that.
Who made it's those just, crappy rules?
It's creepy. It's creepy to think that you are dating somebody younger than your own child.
Agreed. But, agreed.
The Ring doorbell video shows him... Kind of got a little bit of a man boob thing going on, but
Phil, listen, I got a little boiler going here, you know, because we sit around all day a lot, getting ready and preparing. Yeah. You know,
Miss Robin,
we get all we have to get updates on the. I'm not doing any physical labor, and I can't even go out on my boat. It's an outrage.
But do we have video of Philadelphia's own iconic Tony Bruno? Is there some doorbell video of you in your underwear?
No, there's a picture outside. Of me naked, though, up on the dockside on the 16th floor. Robin, can you find that photograph?
Nice.
Oh, boy.
Yes, I mean, this photograph.
Give me a second. I'll let you know when I have it.
Now, it's properly edited, so this is clean.
Yeah, we don't want to show nudity on YouTube.
No, it's not full frontal.
Oh, no, okay.
It's not even full. It's just perfectly cropped by Miss Robin, and it's not a deep fake or a cheap fake.
Yeah.
It's an actual photograph. Of me getting some sun,
nice
up at dockside on the Delaware River, a couple of years ago. It's got to be at least 10 years ago.
By the way, Don Stenson, do we know why Mr. Belichick was leaving said girlfriend's house or said woman's house shirtless?
Yeah, I guess he was like sneaking out of the house, bare chested, walk of shame. So I guess
the Belichick walk of shame.
Belichick.
Well, here's
shame.
A question: who released that?
Yeah,
that had to have been released by her female.
Yeah. Well, yes, but that's not the 24-year-old.
No, that was
his former ex girlfriend.
By the way,
it
I looked
like
this.
He was living in a trailer. I mean, that wasn't exactly it wasn't like the Cape up there in New England.
No,
I have the Tony Bruno. And just know that this is safe.
YouTube,
this is safe.
This is safe for all ages. Yes.
YouTube.com/@1210WPHT. Oh yeah, there. Wow, very nicely. Wow, you really were sunbathing naked. It's
exactly.
It's
really, and unafraid.
It's
at dockside.
And unafraid. Now nobody can see me.
No.
No, but you can see the helipad right there.
No, timelines.
I was just gonna say, did your butt cheeks get all red?
No, I had the deep, dark Saint Tropez tan. I'm not like the little girl on the original Mabel. No, what was it? What was the suntan lotion where the little girl's bathing suit was being pulled down by a dog? Remember that?
Yep.
That was a famous actress too. The original one was.
Not the Ivory Snow girl. That was a porn star. Right? Wasn't the Ivory Snow girl the porn star when she grew up?
I don't remember. Oh, the Ivory Soap girl?
Yeah, the Ivory Soap girl.
Oh, the Copper Tone
porn
girl.
Star.
Copper Tone girl
was made up. It wasn't a real little girl. It was
the actual Copper Tone baby was an actress.
She wasn't a porn star.
Jodie Foster.
Oh.
Jodie Foster was the Copper Tone girl.
Really?
I believe. I think so.
But on the Copper Tone bottles, it was like an artist rendering of a little girl having her bathing suit pulled down by a dog.
Yes.
To show that she had a fan.
Yes, I am right.
Jodie Foster was the Copper Tone. Marilyn Chambers was the Ivory Snow girl.
If you look at the original Copper Tone TV commercial, 1960 something, I'm sure you can find the video. That is Jodie Foster as a little girl.
Wow.
Chris Forsythe checks in and says, LOL, I fly my drone from that abandoned pier next there. They're building another building there, aren't they?
Are they?
Yeah.
Wow. Interesting.
No, I did not tan my taint. I didn't do that. I didn't. And that's Magnum Rush. That's way too personal.
That is way too
personal. Marilyn Chambers, of course, in the legendary Behind the Green Door.
Yep.
One of the all-time greats. That's Mount Rushmore.
Yep.
Of old school porn.
Love it.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking at the copper tongue commercial. All right. So Bill Belichick, it all starts. I mean, we've gone way off the rails.
Talk about tangents.
If you guys watch the roast with Tom Brady, that it's amazing. My husband and I have watched it. It's an amazing roast, but that's where Tom Brady, they ran the ring video, called it the Walk of Shame for Bill Belichick.
Yeah. Right.
And said that he had autographed her schoolwork when he met his future girlfriend in 2021.
Wow.
He's 72, she's 24. Ouch.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
No. That's pretty good.
It's creepy.
It is.
As I said, you know, the man can find talent. I mean, he found Tom Brady.
It's true.
I mean, you talk about great advanced scouting.
It's a good point.
I mean, when you find young talent, that's how you got to bring him. You got to bring him young. I believe they said the first Mormon guy who went into Utah and says, I don't care how you bring him. Just bring him young. Now, I have to do the mystery movie clip, too, this hour.
Dawn, what's our sponsor?
Okay, our sponsor, real quick, Discover Lancaster. We only got through two.
That's okay.
Discover Lancaster, more of Lancaster. It's time for summer shopping for your favorite brands, outlets in Lancaster County. More than 100 brand name outlets, just a 90-minute drive from Philadelphia. Visit discoverlancaster.com. Plan your getaway. Big three.
It's amazing. By the way.
What was happening there? Were you discovering Lancaster? What is that?
Love Lancaster.
Just
I love out there.
Lancaster.
Route 30, you go up there, you go past all the Stolfuses, all the great barn builders and stick builders and all the great Amish people up there. Shout out to my Amish mafia up there.
Amish mafia, that's right.
And a follow-up on the Bill Belichick thing. His children, Stephen and Amanda, are 37 and 35 years old. 24 is creepy.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
24 is way above.
Especially him. He's like, he's so grumpy. He's always gross. Like, he looks sweaty and especially, you know?
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
I just want to give myself and Linda Kearns just a little shout out. She is on Twitter, said, thank you, Miss Robin, my favorite fill-in host.
Wow.
For complimenting my playlist, Cranky. Greg Stocker has been making fun of my music choices for a week.
Cranky Greg Stocker?
I am cranky. I am way cranky.
I thought you sucked. I mean, is it cranky Greg Stocker sucks?
I do suck, and I am cranky. No, actually, her list this week has been great.
Awesome.
It was just last week where she decided to go the Elvis route, and I couldn't.
Disgusting.
I couldn't.
Now, I want to give a quick shout out to two other people.
Special shout outs, dedications, reminiscences.
As Tony says, we don't do shout outs, but.
No birthday wishes.
James,
by the way, how was your birthday?
Dawn.
Me?
Dawn.
It was my kid broke his ankle.
Oh boy!
No,
it was in urgent care. Then
holy crap!
I know, it was like crazy. And then he still had. He's like, I gotta qualify for the Junior Olympics. So then we still were in Millersville, speaking of Lancaster County, all Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So he just like stood there and like threw stuff, and he still qualified because he's like bam, bam. Like I'll just stand there with my broken ankle and poof.
See, Rob and I ask about how other people's weekends and
yes, but you did interrupt the shout out. I was
well, no,
not.
I didn't. You hadn't started it before
Don't
you started.
Interrupt.
It.
Oh, okay.
Ask what was going on, and now we found out that her son has a broken ankle.
Yeah, hopefully, it's not too bad.
Well, he's,
shout
he's
out
young.
To James Wagner, who James is getting Wagner. Married on Friday, who was very excited
wow,
that
James.
Tony was filling in. Woo. And then, so the funny thing is this. So Tony posted that he was going to be filling in today and tomorrow. And James Wagner says, oh, that's so awesome, leading into me getting married on Friday. And can I get a shout out? And Tony
I'm
said,
sorry,
yes.
James, we don't do that on the show. We're not allowed to mention that you're getting married.
And then a
We're
guy.
Not allowed to mention your birthday.
The Twitter handle is actually a guy in Swedesboro says, can I get a shout out too? I'm getting divorced tomorrow.
That is amazing. That is amazing. Oh, that is amazing.
So the divorce is today or tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Oh, because I was going to say Juneteenth.
Yes. The
new definition
is Friday,
of freedom.
The divorce is tomorrow.
Yes.
I don't know. I didn't know you announced you had a divorce announcement.
I didn't know you could do that.
Is there
well.
Like,
freedom
a court?
Day.
Do you sign the papers? Is it just an annulment? How's this work out?
By the way, since we're doing shout-outs, I want to give one to Santa, who tweeted us earlier this morning in the 6 o'clock hour. He said,
Santo. Oh, okay. Not Santa.
Yeah. He says, you all are sounding good at 35,000 feet on a godforsaken Spirit flight from AC to Fort Myers. Who knew Spirit has Wi-Fi, but pretty sure they're stealing it from the United flight in front of us. Santo, my friend.
You're just flying next to it so that you can steal
the
Wi-Fi.
The only thing more risky than flying Spirit is going to an orgy without a condom.
That
to me would be the
all right.
So he's flying down here to Fort Myers down in our neck of the woods where the great Dawn Stensland worked at Wink, where they have their hurricane guide out already now.
Well, I am Santo is also he has a boat on the Jersey Shore, which I'm going to be at in a couple of weeks, and he offered to take me out on his boat, and I think I'm going to
pick
him up.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, sweet.
So he's a rich guy who has a place in Fort Myers and up there in the Jersey Shore?
Absolutely. Living the life we all should be living.
Nice.
At least I should be living.
Well, while he's down here, he should look us up.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Totally. He's flying into Fort Myers.
Yeah.
I suspect he has a place in Naples.
Most likely.
Look at
that's
you.
Where the rich people are.
In Naples?
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me.
All right, let's get to a few more cuts before the end of the program.
On the cut sheet.
I do. Sponsored by Dawn. Dawn, who's it sponsored by?
This is sponsored by our friends at Anderson Mechanical Corporation, AMC. Take advantage. AMC, Anderson Mechanical Corporation's AC tune-up special. You're going to get 15% off your spring maintenance, which they're extending right now, and 1 year free maintenance with a replacement system. Call them today. AMContheweb.com. AMContheweb.com. Thank you, Anderson Mechanical Corporation, for sponsoring.
Jill Biden, this is Cut 8, Phil. Jill Biden spoke out on the conviction of her son, her stepson, whatever you call him, Hunter.
Bonus
son. And will they respect the rule of law? All about law and order, the Bidens are. This is Cut 8.
Nobody's above the law.
This is Cut 8, Phil. Go.
Your husband, the president, has said he wouldn't pardon your son.
No.
He wouldn't commute his sentence.
That's correct.
As a mother, though, you must want to see this burden lifted off your son. Do you wish you could do that?
Well, Joe and I both respect the judicial system, and that's the bottom line.
The end. They both respect the judicial system. That's the bottom line.
No one's above the law.
Do you think that Joe Biden is going to, A, pardon, or B, commute the sentence of...
I think he's going to hopefully remember his son by the time the election comes around.
You know, we talk all the time about how people aren't actually voting for Joe Biden. They're voting against Donald Trump. That was true in 2020. It's going to be true in 2024. Mm-hmm. Ana Navarro, a failed Republican strategist.
Yeah.
Who's now...
Failed at everything. She's a failed human being.
I believe is a Democrat now, or I don't know. She was on Real Time with Bill Maher on Friday, and she said the quiet part out loud, which we all know, that she's basically, she'd vote for Joe Biden even if he was on life support.
Which he is.
This is cut seven, Phil, go.
Balance of it.
Okay. Let me ask you about the G7, because that's what's going on right now. It's the big news overseas. For those of us who do not want to see Donald Trump reelected, I would say there's been two big frustrations. One is the Democrats' inability to get Joe Biden to step aside for someone.
Oh, really? He's the only person who's ever beat Trump in an election.
Oh, do I have to listen to this again?
It's a fact.
Okay. Well, we'll find out in November, I guess. We'll find out.
Who's your fantasy candidate that is going to be?
Well, as James Carville said, any 50-ish centrist Democrat would win walking away.
Okay, but you know, we are.
But everyone thinks that until Bloomberg tries or until If Fred Thompson runs, until Jeb Bush runs, everyone.
Listen, today, like you said, is Donald Trump's 78th birthday. He's 78. The other, Joe Biden's 81. Both of them are running on overtime. They're both running on fumes. But we have a binary choice in America, because if you think RFK Jr. is a choice, you've got to go check if you've got a warrant in your bank. So that's where we are. So this idea of what could have been, what should have been, my fantasy, this isn't, you know, this isn't a fantasy football. This is real democracy on the line.
Right, that you're
going to lose. Yeah, it's on the line.
I'm with you. It's voting for him, even if he's on life support.
Right.
There you go. Even if he's on life support, she's voting.
Even if he's on, this is how stupid. Can I use the word puta on this show?
Unless you're talking about Punta Gorda.
Yeah, Punta Gorda, which is great, which is right north of us here. Mm. And I recommend it. They have a nice airport there, too. That's what I was talking about.
That's
what
exactly. About Punta Gorda.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you think that Joe Biden will be replaced, Tony Bruno?
It depends on the debate. Now, if Joe Biden manages to make it through 90 minutes and doesn't embarrass himself, then they keep him around.
Interesting.
And if he does, then a week later, by the 4th of July weekend, we'll have a new Yankee Doodle Dandy out there, which is on Thursday, Independence Day, in a couple of weeks. That would be the week after the debate, because the debate is a week from tomorrow night, the 27th. The following Thursday is the 4th of July, and you watch Gavin Newsom will come out. He'll come out. Hillary Clinton will wear red, white, and blue, take out some hot sauce. It's going to be a Pier 6 brawl with the Democrats. And that's what I'm looking forward to, that of the fight for who's going to be the one. Because Hillary, obviously, showing up at the Tonys, she wants to run again.
Oh, she absolutely does.
Absolutely, right?
Except her numbers are close to Kamala's. So I don't think that if the Democrats are going to bring somebody else forward.
The women are still with her.
Yeah.
You know, I'm still with her.
With her.
So they think that she's the one who screwed her own campaign by not going out and campaigning. And then she's still crying, talking about election deniers. There is no more bitter loser than Hillary Clinton. Is there? Has there ever? Seriously.
Yep.
I mean, Barry Goldwater was losing every 4 years, but he wasn't bitter.
Mm-hmm.
Hillary Clinton is the most bitter person on this planet. Yes. And yet, apparently, she still has women who think that she should be the queen of the world.
Yep. What does Joe Biden and the Joe Biden campaign have to do? Will he be replaced? What do they have to do? Rachel Maddow tells the ladies from The View, and we'll get to that. We'll get to that in just 1 second.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Will Joe Biden be replaced if he doesn't perform well in the debate? Tony Bruno thinks that if he doesn't perform well, he will be replaced. What does Rachel Maddow say, Tony?
She says that she'll be rounded up if he loses the debate. And then everybody on The View, they will have FBI agents walk in without any warrants and just completely grab everybody and throw them in the back of a meat wagon and then take them to some undisclosed location where they'll never be seen or heard from again.
Cut five, he'll go.
So, Rachel, I want to ask you a provocative question because I respect your take on these things so much. You and I share the belief that Donald Trump's a threat to democracy, our institutions. I don't know that the stakes have been this high in modern history in a presidential election.
By the way, she's the Republican on the panel.
Yeah.
I just wanted to point that out for those people who didn't know.
You should say Republican in quotations.
Yeah right.
Sorry. We continue.
Yet, I'm skeptical of polls. We all are. Trump continues to outperform Biden in key battleground states. Is there a world in which Democrats should have a backup plan for Joe Biden?
a backup plan?
If he needed to be replaced on the ticket. If we're 3 months out and Trump's still beating him in Michigan, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Arizona, North Carolina.
I mean, I think the backup plan is run a better campaign, right? Yeah. I don't, there's no reason that Joe Biden's record as a president is a very, very strong record. I mean, we are the economic envy of the world.
Our economy
is perfect, but literally we are the envy of the world. We've got a better situation than anybody. We've got unemployment rates that we haven't seen in generations. We've got economic growth that any major country in the world would kill for.
Yeah, but that's not and the information that they're getting on Fox.
But it's true. And so Biden hasn't been disqualified from running for the presidency by anything having to do with any of his performance. It's just that it's going to be a tough fight.
Yeah.
And so I think the backup plan is fight harder. Yeah. The backup plan is make sure you win the Senate. The backup plan is people should volunteer earlier and do more and give more money and do all of those things. And there's no reason, I think, to have it be there be this fantasy that Biden's not the president and that Biden isn't the nominee. He is and he's going to be. And I think that's a fixed variable.
There you go.
I had no idea what they just said.
Yeah.
Neither do they. Mm-mm. I get the other dunces on The View. I mean, they're just props.
Yeah.
Rachel Maddow is smarter than that. But she's also responsible for some of the biggest lies and the tax things and the Russia.
Yep.
The fact that she is still the icon
it's amazing.
Of women in journalism when she's not a journalist. Yeah. She is a hack, and that's what she does.
She's gotten every major story wrong.
Yeah. We have more, but we will continue because we're going to do this party again tomorrow, Tony.
Yes.
Woo! Miss Robin.
And I apologize for once again, the 9 o'clock hour comes around. And then we go off the rails.
It's the best.
Sort of
time.
Like Joe Biden. I mean, it's like Joe Biden. You get 3 hours, Joe Biden, maybe.
It's
the fourth hour, no chance.
It's the
but
best
we're still
time.
Alert, awake, though. That's the difference.
Yeah, it's the best time to go off the rails. We'll get to what's coming up on the Dawn Show in just 1 second. But first, Phil Omquist on Today in Music History.
What happened on this day in music history? Music history on Kale & Company.
Today, June 19th. We celebrate the birthdays of Brian Welch from Korn, who turned 54, Simon Wright from AC/DC, and Dio, who turned 61, and Ann Wilson from Heart, who turned 74. We also lost Wayne Rowland from Molly Hatchet on this day in 2006. Singles include Van Morrison's Brown Eyed Girl from 67, Rock Me Tonight by Billy Squire in 84, and Megadeth's Trust in 1997.
Yeah.
Albums include A Light in the Dark by Metal Church in Germany in 2006. In 1970, Diana Ross released her solo debut. And in 81, Oingo Boingo released their debut. Also in 68, Jumpy Jack Flash was atop the British chart.
Yeah, baby.
In 71, Carole King was atop the U.S. chart. In 73, Edgar Winter's Frankenstein was awarded a gold record. But lastly, on this day in 2004... an audience member threw a lollipop on stage while David Bowie was performing in Norway. The lollipop wedged itself in Bowie's left eye. The concert was then halted to remove the lollipop.
Wow.
And luckily,
no!
the horse escaped serious injury.
Wow.
Now, that's a story you'll only hear on WPHT.
Thank you, Phil.
For Kale & Company, I'm Phil Omquist.
He really brings it. I mean, that what a story.
Yes,
I did
what
not know that story.
Yeah, exactly.
He's not ripping and reading that either. That's research and development.
The man does his research every day. 9:50, you will hear that. Dawn Stenslin, coming up in 9 minutes. What you got for us, my love?
Yeah, so we'll get into all of what's happening in Philadelphia, the pushback against Mayor Sherelle Parker, as they're saying, wait a minute, you want us all to come back to work full-time? By when? So we'll get into that. Biden, Joe Biden, we've got all of his nonsense with the new immigration policy. What does it mean for Philadelphia? Commonwealth Foundation President and CEO Charles Mitchell will be on at 10:15 talking about Josh Shapiro and Pennsylvania, Philadelphia, all things local. So we're locked and loaded coming up on the Dawn Show.
Woohoo! Tony Bruno.
A lot going on.
No bump stocks, though, on the show today.
Miss Robin.
Only in the news.
You guys killed it as usual.
You guys should have your own reality show.
Really, honestly.
We do. It's called Building a House. It should be on HGTV.
I know.
Are you guys going to be ready to go tomorrow at 6 a.m. with us again?
Absolutely. Are you kidding me?
The most fun 4 hours in radio. What?
Tony's going to be up at like 3:30 again, just raring to go.
I love it. I love it. We'll do the fun and frivolity tomorrow morning. The Dawn Show is coming up in just a couple minutes. Stay there. Thank you, Tony. Thank you, Miss Robin. We'll
love
be back
you
tomorrow at 6 o'clock.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.